Fox News legal analyst. Yep. Loretta, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good morning, Loretta. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you.
So what's been making the headlines lately?
Well, we have six officers in Tempe, Arizona, who were thrown out of the Starbucks just by being there. It's a really sad state of the world we live in when one person claims to feel threatened by police officers having coffee, so much so that they are asked to not even look at the person and leave. And I got to hand it to these six police officers. They handled this bizarre incident with a lot of class and grace. They were disappointed, but they left, even though they had every legal right to be there as much as that customer did. I kind of wonder what the customer did to begin with. Like, did he have warrants out for his arrest? Maybe some drugs on him to ask those six police officers to leave? I just don't know.
So, in other words, if you're a customer at a Starbucks, you can theoretically, randomly tell the barista or the manager, hey, you know what? I don't like such and such person in this restaurant. I want you to kowtow to me rather than me leave, I want you to boot them out so that I can stay. I mean, that's basically what had occurred, correct?
Can you actually believe that they can do this? I mean, I've never heard of anything like this and can't understand how it even happened.
It brings up a very interesting legal argument. Should police officers be considered a protected class? You know, there's very significant historical reasons why we have civil rights. You can't discriminate on the basis of race, religion, national origin, or sex, but you can refuse service to teachers, doctors, and police officers. Maybe we are reverting back to a hateful time, but instead we can't protect the people who risk their lives to basically protect us.
Yeah, it reminds me of the late 60s. It reminds me of the late 60s in some ways.
So what do you think is going to happen? Do you have any idea what is going to come down in the end of this?
This could have been a really great opportunity for Starbucks to teach its customers about the work that police officers do to protect us. But they did issue an apology, and it wasn't that long ago, though, whenever they kicked two minorities out of their store for loitering, that they closed down the entire corporation for a day to have the sensitivity training. Apparently, that sensitivity training didn't work.
No, apparently not. Wow. You know, what I find interesting is that yet if somebody was came into that Starbucks and caused a ruckus, that guess who would be the first person that Starbucks would be calling? They'd be calling that police department to dispatch perhaps those very same police officers, you know, back out to their establishment. That's the very definition of irony. And it's just a shame. It's just a shame. And I'd like to know, like you said at the beginning, did the person who precipitated this, did they have drugs on them? Were they a wanted person? Or do they just have no respect for authority? Who, from what I understand, those police officers were there really consuming a beverage. They weren't there to make a bust or to, you know, to do anything like that. They were just getting a cup of coffee.
And to have something to eat. That's what they were going to do.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Exactly.
That's
and
a shame.
It was only 2 years ago that six or five police officers got ambushed in Dallas. And I guess that person forgot about that.
No.
You know, the police officers, they always run towards the danger.
That's a shame. So what else do you have for us?
Well, speaking of Arizona's governor took away $1 million incentive for Nike to build a plant in Arizona after they canceled the release of a sneaker featuring the Betsy Ross flag.
Oh,
so all because Colin Kaepernick asked Nike to get rid of that shoe because he thinks it connects to an era of slavery. I think Nike has Colin cancer at this point because their shares went down whenever they didn't release that shoe. Mind you, Betsy Ross was an abolitionist and a Quaker who despised slavery, so it just baffles me.
Colin Kaepernick's a pretty powerful guy, huh?
Yeah, he really is, but Nike still plans on building a $185 million plant in Arizona, and that will bring in 500 jobs. but the $1 million incentive was discretionary and within the legal right of the governor to ask Arizona Commerce Authority to rescind all financial incentives for Nike's plans.
So let me get this straight. A person can just contact Nike and say, you know what? I find this brand or this design, not this brand, but this design of your sneaker offensive. Once again, people are offended. It was right there in the Starbucks story and certainly here in the Nike story. But something about this particular sneaker offends me. And that person has so much power that they can to constitute Nike doing a complete recall of that sneaker. That's incredible power that that person has.
And the point being, he can't even make the football team.
Well, he can make it.
He can make
he's
it.
He's got the ability to make it, but
they don't want him.
He's got the it's the baggage that comes along with him.
They don't want him. That's for sure. He's not playing.
He'll be working at a shoe store, maybe.
And mind you, Nike got into trouble for basically having slave laborers in their factories in Vietnam because they were paying them, like, basically less than slave wage laborers. It's absolutely crazy.
Wow. Yeah, we talked about that last week when this story broke. And some of those sneakers were already sold, correct?
I believe so, and they were yanked really quickly. And Mitch McConnell even said that he would be the first one to wear them. I doubt all of us need to see Mitch McConnell in a pair of gym shorts and sneakers, though.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. Anything that took place in the duration of time that slavery took place, even if it's not connected, but it just so happened to have taken place during that era, is deemed racial.
It's a very, very slippery slope. I mean, what next? Is the bald eagle all of a sudden going to be a symbol of racism? What about the cross for church? I don't know when this is going to end, and it's just we've become too politically correct. I mean, we need more reverence for
well, you know,
and like,
you
oh,
know
so
when
aggressive.
It's got to end. There's got to be some people that are not afraid to stand up and to say there isn't anything wrong here, okay? But because it's racism, 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 that's all you hear. There's people that don't have guts enough to understand that it's not racism at all, okay? And this is just being used as something. Because people will go and say, well, we can't do this because it's racist. That's the problem, and nobody wants to face the problem.
Interesting.
That was beautiful. Very eloquently put.
Brad, you're on fire.
Thank you for that.
Wow. Brad has a pair of those Betsy Ross sneakers, by the way.
Yes, by the way, I do.
Well, you don't have them on today. He wore them last week. In commemoration of our Independence Day. And you look mighty dapper in those, by the way, Brad. And you know what? They're going to be a collector's item. So I hope you wear them again. Don't get them too dirty as you're out and about. But when you're done for the day, put them up on a shelf. They could be a collectible at some point.
I never even thought of that.
Well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. So what else do we have?
Well, U.S. authorities are trying to get a court order requiring El Chapo. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
$12.7 billion as restitution for his drug trafficking.
Yeah, Mexican.
Crime.
Drug cartel.
Yeah.
How much was it? $7 billion?
$12 billion?
$12.7 billion.
Yeah.
That the government has never located. They can't locate a dime of that money. So he faces life in prison, but he's pretty good at escaping. Maybe he'll eventually lead authorities to the pot of gold, but it's really, the likelihood of it is nil.
Does it even, do we definitively know that it even exists?
Well, it must exist because the Sinaloa cartel that he founded is still the most powerful cartel in Mexico. They are known as bringing in most of the drugs in the United States. Oh. So the money exists somewhere. It's just probably with O.J. Simpson's money.
Have they speculated where they think it may be?
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah. But should the money ever come up, the U.S. is first in line to receive that money, as they should. They should put it towards border security and maybe curbing the drug epidemic here in the state.
There you go. That's a great... What prison is he in? Is he being held in?
The same one that Epstein is now in, I believe.
Epstein's being, that's right, he's being held now, right?
Yes, he's being held.
Yeah.
That's
Epstein,
right.
Yeah.
He is a huge flight risk.
Oh, absolutely. He's got his own, he's got two jets that can take him anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Big time.
Wow. Well, Loretta, thank you so much for giving us this update. Fox News analyst Loretta Powers cannot thank you enough for being with us this morning.